And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The United Kingdom, well, they've decided that 16-year-olds are mature enough to vote, but apparently not mature enough to leave school until the age of 18. The Prime Minister's sweeping election reforms lower the voting age across all UK elections, arguing that teens who work and pay taxes deserve a say in government spending. Now, look, that logic sounds pretty reasonable until you consider what the leader of Reform UK pointed out. Half of these kids don't even want to vote, and they're trapped in an educational system full of left-wing prejudice until they're 18. So Britain is essentially creating a captive audience of indoctrinated voters who can't escape the classroom but can help choose the government. Meanwhile, closer to home, the Supreme Court delivered a 6-3 victory for educational sanity, approving President Trump's plan to restructure the Department of Education. Education Secretary Linda McMahon celebrated the ruling that returns the authority over education to states and local communities, while the National Education Association predictably cried about stripping protections. Pro-life Americans are now seeing long-overdue accountability. Army Secretary Dan Driscoll recently issued a formal apology to Operation Rescue after the military falsely labeled the Peaceful Pro-Life Organization as a terrorist group during counterterrorism training for over 9,000 soldiers at Fort Bragg. Even better news comes from Ohio, where Planned Parenthood announced it's closing 2 abortion centers due to new federal defunding measures. The nation's largest abortion provider blamed the, quote, devastating impact of losing taxpayer funding. Apparently, they're less enthusiastic about their mission when they have to rely on voluntary donations rather than forced subsidies. Former President Barack Obama provided an inadvertent window into progressive thinking during his wife's podcast last week, suggesting that men, well, they need gay friends. Why? Well, they've got to learn empathy and kindness, and they can only do that from gay men. Obama recounted how a former gay professor influenced him, then argued boys need such relationships. I believe that reveals the assumption that traditional masculine roles are somehow deficient in teaching empathy. Speaking of concerning influences on young people, a new study reveals that 72% of teenagers are using AI companions for emotional support in relationships. Common Sense Media warns that these digital relationships pose serious risks, especially since teens report finding conversations with AI as satisfying as those with real friends. And encouraging news for religious freedom worldwide, a Pakistani federal court has ordered the government to investigate widespread abuse of the country's harsh blasphemy laws. The court's actions at this moment in time are encouraging if they're not just window dressing. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.